Trump says if he's elected, he'll bring manufacturing jobs back to America. That wouldn't be easy, and some economists doubt it's even possible. But Trump's pledge is expected to drive a lot of people to the polls in Indiana, where manufacturing plays a big role in the economy. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
We're going to go right down through this aisle. And
Phil Burkholder rides a golf cart through an enormous Rolls-Royce plant in Indianapolis. The plant makes gas turbine engines for civil and defense aircraft.
So this is where we make the engines for the helicopters. So these are smaller than what you would see in the big aircraft.
Hanging from the ceiling are flags of the UK, Turkey, and the Netherlands. They're testament to the fact that engines made here will be used all over the world, Burkholder says.
Because of technology, because of air travel, we are more integrated than we've ever been in the past. So the markets around the world are important and increasingly important.
Burkholder is president of Rolls-Royce's North American Defense Aerospace Division. The company is spending $600 million to upgrade its facilities here. It employs 4,000 people in the area. In many ways, Indiana is a trade success story. Its transportation and life sciences companies compete around the world. At the same time, many factories have fled for low-wage countries, or they employ fewer people because of automation and productivity gains. Indiana had 672,000 manufacturing jobs in 2000. Today, it has about 500,000. Tim Slaper is an economist with the Indiana Business Research Center at Indiana University.
Even while the economy was growing, both overall in the country as well as the state, we were losing a lot of manufacturing jobs.
The most notorious departure was Carrier's recent decision to move one of its plants to Mexico, which was harshly criticized by Trump and Democrat Bernie Sanders. Slaper says many of the manufacturing jobs that remain are harder to get because they require a lot more training.
If you compare life back in the 40s and the 50s, where you could even drop out of high school, walk down the road and get a job at the GM plant in Muncie, that kind of job just doesn't exist anymore.
The job losses have helped make Indiana fertile ground for a protectionist message. Columbus is a small, heavily Republican city south of Indianapolis. It's dominated by Cummins, the Fortune 500 company that sells diesel engines around the world. But it isn't hard to find people who see trade as a bad word. Matt Coy has been watching Trump on TV, and at 47, he's decided to vote for the first time.
I've lost 3 factory jobs in the last 10 years to go to China or to go to Mexico or to go somewhere out of the country. We're losing our jobs to everybody else. We need him back. I think he can do it.
Rosalie Barnhill, a retired secretary, is voting for Trump, too.
There's too many jobs and manufacturers that go out of our country, and there's too much coming in. I mean, this is free country. Anybody can come in it. But we have had an excess that puts our people out of work.
Those aren't necessarily majority opinions. Russell Poling is an engineer at Cummins. He says the U.S. has to be able to compete globally, and he's skeptical about talk of tariffs and trade wars.
If we're trying to export, we can't cut off imports, because that's what some people would like to see. We don't import anything, but we ship everything out. We can't do that, because nobody will take it.
But even Poling says trade has to be balanced, and he's not sure it is these days. Indiana may have companies that compete globally, but in places like Columbus, there's an uneasy sense that too many people have been left behind, and that's likely to sway some votes in tomorrow's primary. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.